Previously on Roller Boys.
We got some helmets, blue helmets, sky blue helmets. Teddy and Joe got new outfits. Teddy was very, very interested in getting Gage a new outfit, but failed a couple of times, I think. That's about it. And then here we are in limbo.
Yeah. That just about covers it. We were flying to a new city. We got attacked by robots after Gage's watch. The watch broke and put us in a new dimension.
Pachoo!
Bam.
Episode 18, three tickets please, or fool me once, shame on you, fool me dice, shame on me.
The dimension you are in is called Limbo, the elemental plane of chaos, where chaos seethes and elements come to die. This whole place is a soup of impermanent matter, where everything and nothing is possible. Nothing makes sense here. Your logical brains will not be able to comprehend what you're about to see. It's an empty black void of space around you. You're floating in this nebulous area. There's these toad monsters that seemingly just walk past you, and all these Modrons floating in the void next to you, going, get the bugger watch, unable to sort of move in this area.
Can I swim over to the frogs?
You think about swimming and your body starts moving in that direction. It's not like water. You're just floating in this space. And when you will yourself in a direction, you move that way.
I move towards the frog.
Are you guys still giant?
Speaking of which, as Gage vomits up this enormous amount of alcohol, you see him sort of Mario getting hit by a Goomba, shrink down to his regular size.
So is it just a giant orb of vomit?
Correct.
Like seven magnitudes bigger than us now. I can't really tell how big I am because it's all black around me. And then there are these toads, but they're enormous. So am I really small? Or
the toads aren't enormous. They're about the same size as you, normal sized.
Well, to me, that's an enormous toad.
Yeah, good
I would
point.
Pass a human size.
Yeah. You know what? That's on me. I fucked that up. Right. That's an enormous toad.
Like, I imagine a toad is like 1.5 cat heads.
Yeah, no, this is like a human amount of cat.
Yeah.
Since I've been here before, would I remember how to maneuver about?
You were here briefly, weren't you? Yeah, so you know that you can just sort of will yourself around just by thinking about it, very Peter Pan style.
Mm-hmm. Is Gage still holding me?
Oh, absolutely.
Except you shrunk down. Except,
so I'm just clutching onto you, floating along, I guess.
Hey, guys, I've got an idea. I'm going to try something out. I think really hard about that scene in The Matrix where Morpheus is being kidnapped and Neo and Trinity have to go back in. But before they go back in, they're in that void of white and they're like, oh, we're going to need guns.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guns turn up.
The Matrix is a play, Teddy.
Remember that play we went and see, and it turns out that everyone's actually living inside a play? Like, the play that they think they're in actually turns out their character's in a play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And to eat the purple pill.
Yes, exactly that one.
Are we still living in that play?
Well, let's find out. I close my eyes and think really hard about racks of weapons.
As you're concentrating, give me a wisdom save.
13.
You've got a 15 on this. The people with their eyes open, you see things rushing towards you. It's these huge chunks of rock. There seems to be a large disc as well. It's a grassy, greeny color, and they are coming towards you at a breakneck speed as Joe cogitates on the idea of weapon racks. As they do, these giant chunks of stone melt down into a viscous, silvery water, and then as they fly either side of you, they reform in the exact shape that Joe is thinking of. Racks and racks of guns.
Whoa. Can I have a go?
Yeah, let's find out.
As you grab the gun rack, you realize that the gun is affixed to the rack and it's a prop.
Yeah.
Teddy thinks really hard and just wants little shorts for Gage.
Gage, you see this huge disc about a kilometer long. A chunk of it breaks off, and you see this spire of stone launches towards you. Whoa. Actually, wait, hang on. Give me a wisdom roll before I give you free shorts.
That's a natty one.
Yeah, minus three.
Okay, so, negative. Okay. This chunk of rock is hurled towards Gage at a breakneck speed. It does not melt down into a gooey substance. It's just a shard of stone. What are you doing, Gage?
Shield.
Give me a wild magic roll. With advantage, please.
20?
Yeah, 2d20s. Mm-hmm.
18.
In limbo, casting spells, it's doubled the chance of wild magic. The shield flicks up as like a clown face in front of you, flips around to the arcane shield at the last second as this rock explodes all around you.
Wow, damaged? This place is great. Can hey, Teddy, cool. Watch this. Ooh! And I think really hard about Teddy having one leg that's twice as long as the other.
Give me a wisdom roll.
18.
Yes. Teddy, one of your legs, it bursts into flame.
Wah!
It melts down. The fire then condenses to ice and shoots twice the length of your other leg.
Oh, I'm sorry, Teddy. I was aiming for the other leg.
Well, I mean, this is kind of cool. Hi-yah! Hi-yah! Yeah,
You're
really hard about doing roundhouse kicks or like a spinning bird kick.
As you do, you kick one of the modrons that's floating around. Get the bugger watch, get the bugger watch, get the bugger watch, get the bugger. And send it out into the ether. You can see on that grassy plain beneath you, that big kilometer long disc, there seems to be some kind of tent in the very center of it.
Hey guys, look, a tent.
Oh,
it's in the very center of it.
Wow.
Shall we will towards it?
That's a great idea.
At some point, Gage, we've got to get you out of season 2 gear and into something.
That's true. Yes.
Oh, I've got an idea. And I give myself a new uniform.
Give me a wisdom roll.
That's not fair. You got two new uniforms.
18 plus 2, 20.
I would like to dress as Speed Racer from the cartoon Speed Racer.
We can't.
Yeah,
we can't get the licensing. I've already tried.
How's our Slow Racer going?
Ooh, we've got that one.
Okay, I'll have that.
They sold the rights for a song.
It's just inverted colours.
Wait, isn't that Racer X or something?
Oh, shoot, it probably is.
We
can't get any of the...
What's the opposite of a neckerchief?
Look, can I just do like a red t-shirt like Winnie the Pooh then?
You've got... wait, hang on. I just want to clarify.
Nothing else?
Just a red t-shirt?
Oh, look, and some pants.
What kind of pants?
You will yourself towards...
I'm so sorry, everybody.
You will yourself towards this large island floating in the center. As you see, Joe is changing his shirt. They turn into feathers and erupt behind him. And then he goes through a cloud and he's covered now in a beautiful red shirt. And some pants.
Which are also red.
Whoa. Anything we could think of.
Anything.
It's magnificent. It looks so good.
Thank you.
I don't know. Something about the simplicity of it, you know?
Watch your step. It's quite treacherous. Okay.
As you get to this platform, this floating chunk of rock, it's got all this grass on it, and these beautiful yellow flowers surround the outside in a perfect ring.
Is my foot really big or is it just long?
It's long, just long.
Okay.
So get your leg, double its length.
Ooh. Can I think about making it real long and just stretch right out to the garden?
Give me a wisdom roll. 14. Your leg falls off entirely. There's hundreds and hundreds of flowers. Each of them pops out of the ground and then morphs into a battle-raging soldier, equipped with sword and shield. They're all facing in the middle of the circle where this weird tent is. The tent you can see off in the distance has red and white stripes, some music playing, and you can see a couple of figures moving around it. A couple of spotlights are pointing up into the sky. Big lights, big music playing over there. The entire circle of flowers has erupted and they're all rushing into the center in front of you.
Did you do that?
No, that wasn't me. I was busy thinking about legs
wasn't
and shirts.
Wasn't me either, no. But it seems like you guys have sort of the hang of this place. I mean, it's you sort of try to do stuff and then it kind of happens.
Yeah, it's easy, yes. And I give him a thumbs up.
Give me a wisdom roll. That's a natty one right there, my friend. You go to do your thumbs up, and you see it has a face on the back of it, and it's looking at you like, I'm going to get you, motherfucker! I'm going to get you! And your hand starts to come towards you. Like, give me your tongue! Give me your tongue!
I hold it with my other hand.
In this big open meadowed field, you can see these battle-born soldiers are charging at each other. Oh, got him! And this has taken a little bit of time. They're about halfway towards the center of the tent.
Can I think about taking Joe's leg off and putting it on my own body?
That's a 3 minus 3, or is that cocked?
Yeah, cocked.
That's a 2 minus 3. Joe, both of your legs pop off. And then as they float down towards the meadow, they start chasing after Teddy's legs.
I'm feeling a bit left out here.
Well, we can... You've got 2 legs. I've got 1. You give 1 leg to Joe.
We'll all have 1. Yeah. I'm not going to take your legs off you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to grow some wheels. Let's just focus all my energies, please, on 2 little wheelchair-like wheels on the where my thighs would be.
You start to summon wheels. Gage and Teddy, you see 2 metallic-looking wheels pop to either side of Joe's head. Up the top, a bar erupts out, and he is now extremely top-heavy, and he just starts spinning like a off-gyroscope.
Whoa!
Both of you lost your legs. You have wheels coming out of your head.
Yep.
I've got 1 leg.
Oh, yeah, you've got 1 leg.
One leg, no wheels.
Gage, you're fine.
Gage, A-okay. Yeah.
Just trying to hold it together.
The soldiers are all like converging on this tent, and they're now about 2/3 of the way in, yelling and screaming, glory!
Are they going to kill that tent?
It certainly looks like it, but they might explode into flowers when they reach it. Who knows? I mean, it's quite a chaos here.
I sort of feel like we should probably go check out the tent in any case.
Also, just a heads up, my master is apparently still locked in this place. So if you keep an eye out for an elderly human man.
What does he look like?
He's old. Human.
Man.
It's not Jerry.
No. He's a bit older than all of us. He's older than a tinkerer. You. He actually taught me how to tinker. So, you know, if you see an old tinkerer.
So you've been here before. This is where you grew up.
No, Teddy. Do you remember that story I told you way back when I unbeknownst sort of tinkered with this pocket watch and accidentally sent my workshop and my master and myself to here, Limbo.
Oh, and that was you. Okay.
Yes, and but somehow, yeah, I managed to escape, but my master has not, so...
He might be furious, actually.
He could be, but he's even communicated with me through this pocket watch as well, so...
Do you reckon he could give me a big leg again?
I mean, he's probably the most experienced at Limbo dynamics.
Is this giant disc of grass the only thing I can see?
Give me a perception check. You look around, you see it looks like a raging storm directly in front of you. As you peer a little bit closer, you realize that it's trapped entirely inside the tier of a pelican. The pelican is the size of the universe.
Right. Big fucking surprise, the universe is an upset pelican.
Yeah.
Fucking, of course it is.
Well,
a lot of things make more sense now.
Can I think about turning Joe into a car and driving him down to the platform?
Give me a wisdom roll.
16.
Joe, you sprout another set of wheels at your...
Yeah, no, it sounds like I'm halfway there.
At your hips, but nothing else changes about you.
Well, I guess I get on Joe's back and try to drive him. Quick, get in and open. I'll try and open a door.
Indian burn.
Maybe just get on top with me.
Oh, okay.
You can see that an enormous battle has erupted around the tent itself. All of those soldiers have met.
I'm trying to figure out what side of this fight are we on?
I have no idea. I mean, those soldiers just
observers
appeared, and so did that.
Normally,
tent.
If there's a big bunch of soldiers, we're on the opposite side to that. So, I mean, should we just go down and I can start running over soldiers or something with you guys on my back?
Yes. Can you see the ship or the Sassblood or anyone?
No, I think it appeared without...
Unending blackness. Oh, wait, no, that's that pelican. We've seen that.
Joe, you do see there's a small bush floating in space. It has a squirrel in it, but the squirrel doesn't have any eyes. It doesn't have a mouth either, or a nose, a head, or a neck, or tails, or legs, or a body.
Okay.
Copy.
I got it now.
You see it sort of jumping from like branch to branch, nibbling on some berries. But it's not nibbling because it doesn't have eyes, a mouth, a nose, a head, a neck, a tail, or legs, or a body.
Can I pick it up?
Yeah. Yeah, you grab that squirrel.
Sweet.
Yeah, it protests as you grab it, but you
No, it's cool. I put it in my glove compartment.
All right. Wait.
Richard Gere style, I guess.
Can I rummage around in the glove compartment and see if there's any instructions?
Wow, that is a big leg. I Brum, let's drive.
All right, you will yourself. You will yourself along this idyllic meadow field towards this battle. By the time you get there, most of the fighting seems to have died down. These soldiers seem to have murdered each other in a frenzy, but there's still every now and again a skirmish happening. As you approach, you see this is quite clearly a big top style circus carnival going on. There's a few little market stalls around the place selling little BB guns, selling cotton candy.
Pull up next to the soldiers, Joe.
Oh.
Bop, bop.
You see, they're just fighting each other to the death. Like, give me that. Give me your blood. No, give me your blood.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, what's going on? Hey, man.
Having a war.
Yeah, having a little war. One of them plunges the knife into the neck of the other one, pulls it out. God. As the body hits the ground, you see it does, as Gage predicted, turn into a flower. The little flower starts scooching across the ground back to the outskirts of the island you're on. There's another one! And he runs towards another soldier directly past you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, friend! Have a good... And an arrow clocks him in the side of the ribs and he falls to the ground into flower form.
I'll grab the flower and put it in the glove box.
You pick it up before it can get away. It's trying to get out. You hear it rattling inside Joe.
Oh, he's a feisty little fella.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
There's a small Ferris wheel going. There's a couple of these slard monsters, these battletoad fellas, walking around. They're out there with their family for the day.
So they're battletoads, but currently they're just hanging out with
their
family.
Hanging out. They're
right.
But they're not battletoads and you're not speed racer.
This correct. Is true. Right.
You see that there's a lovely little sign over the entranceway that says the Floating Carnival of Chaos.
Hmm. I like carnivals.
Yeah. You want to go inside?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I guess drive inside.
You've got the Ferris wheel. There's a cotton candy stand, a showbag alley, the Dodgem cars, and then the big tent, the big top as it's called. It is displaying a virtual reality game called The Trials of Order and Chaos. Step right up, come and play the Trials of Order and Chaos, only at the Floating Carnival of Chaos, step right up, one all, one everybody,
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir, can I help you, little boy?
Yeah, don't you think it's a bit ableist to say step right up? I mean, clearly I don't have any legs.
And look at this, this guy's just got one,
he can hop up.
Yes.
That's right, very good, very astute it was, I apologize briefly. Come right up, everybody, come and try out the Trials of Order and Chaos, the only virtual reality in the Plane of Limbo.
Three, please.
You step in. You can see...
Again. I roll in.
I don't want to go in anymore.
You roll in.
I don't want to go in anymore. This guy's discriminating all over the place.
There's a little battle toad. They're called slards, but...
When you say little, you mean like...
Child size.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like human child size, and then
so they're like gauge size.
They're like gauge size, and then two other taller battle toads with them. Mm-hmm. Mommy, I want the giant plush scorpion teddy. And you see that this small one is pointing to the prize stand. And the prize stand only has three prizes left. It's a giant plush scorpion teddy bear.
That's quite familiar.
I've got one of those.
Quite familiar. The second prize that's available is the exact location of your imprisoned mentor. And the third is front row tickets to Hamilton.
What was that second prize again?
That was the exact location of your imprisoned mentor.
Oh,
wow. That's really convenient. Imagine if we got to have two scorpion plush teddies.
And I've heard that Hamilton's really good.
Not to knock, a brilliant plan or anything, but, that second option just sounded, quite... fortuitous for my...
When are we going to get a chance to get a second plushie scorpion?
Look, I know it would complete the set, wouldn't it?
But, and also, I don't know that much about American, presidents and stuff, so it'd be quite educational to go see Hamilton.
Hey, mister, how do we win these prizes?
Come right in! By completing the Trials of Order and Chaos!
And we win all three?
Trials, you say?
One per contestant!
Okay. Oh, that's three of us.
Alright, okay, yeah. Can we have three tests, tickets, please?
You've already had your tickets for 20 years.
And he melts into butt.
We all disappear inside Joe's mouth.
Oh, my God. And now you're in there with, a flower and a hamster, and you're like, how did we...
I will so that we lost the 5 seconds and go back to when we did not just completely lose our minds.
Three, please.
Right here, Sonny Jim.
I think about having won the competition.
Ooh, give me a wisdom roll.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Good thinking, Teddy. That's a 13.
Minus 3 is 10. You hold out your hand and you've got a giant scorpion miniature plushy keyring.
We did it.
Well, yeah. Let's try and get all three.
Yes.
I mean, I'm
especially that, you know, that second one is completely what I've been meaning to do for...
We'll see.
Come right through that mahogany door to begin the trials of order and chaos. You roll towards this 6-foot-tall mahogany door. It's very distinctive wood. It doesn't fit in with the aesthetic of anything else here. This is like a big top tent, dirt floors, a gamey little prize stand, cotton candy everywhere. This mahogany door looks like it belongs on a mansion.
Can I glue it shut?
Give me a glue roll.
Oh.
It's a nat 20.
Wow.
Just Spider-Man the door.
You glue the door shut. Mommy, mommy, he's gluing the door closed. We can't play the game anymore.
We win.
That's famously not how it works. Sonny, you've got to go through the door.
Was that the trial?
That was absolutely not the trial. Oh, and he melts into butterflies again.
Three, please.
Here you go, Sonny.
Thank you.
Right through this mahogany door.
You never want to go through the door. That's where the thing eats your brain. So.
Can you roll a mind flare roll for me?
17.
Thanks.
As you're thinking about that, no, son, we can't go on this ride. And the Slard family turn and walk away, and you see the mind flayer that ate your brain standing there behind the prize desk.
Oh, what would it be?
I try and quickly think of whatever eats mind flayers. I imagine like a blue whale.
So 16.
A blue whale crashes into the big top, crushing the back part of the prize desk. You can still see the prizes are listed there. Killing the mind flayer instantly. The blue whale turns and looks at you, Joe.
I shoot him one of these guys.
I'm going to eat your brain. And it starts to wobble towards you.
I will it into cotton candy.
Give me a wisdom roll. Jesus Christ, this was...
5.
You turn into a cotton candy version of Gage. You're fluffy and you float even more now, and air is passing through you.
Thanks for helping out, Gage. I kick it into reverse. Just get a bit of space between me and the whale.
You see a flock of butterfly rematerials. Like, go through the fucking door! What?
There's a giant whale there.
What? It's not in the way at all. I clearly said it was on the outside.
All right, I drive into the
all right,
door.
Can we go past the flare and I'll put it in this barrel?
Do you mind giving me a hand here? I'm sort of a little bit delicious and sticky.
You sure are.
Oh, Danny, that's my legs. I'm the only one that has two of them at the moment.
Do I see a barrel?
Yeah, there's fucking this barrel there.
All right.
Let's
get this flare into the barrel.
All right, we're going to need a bigger barrel for the whale. Actually, continue through to the door.
I hop off. We don't need the barrel. I'll just scoop some of its guts into my hole.
Yep. Wait, what? Oh god. Okay.
Whose brain is this you're inserting?
I think it's my own.
Oh. That's trippy.
Three tickets, please.
Here you go, Sonny. Just go right through that mahogany door.
No, thanks.
Sure, whatever. Brad, anyone else? Literally anyone. Step right up, please. I insist.
There he goes with the stepping again.
I'll will all three of us to exactly how we originally were, and I'll... try to will us all through the door.
Give me a wisdom roll for the first one.
10.
Instead of my wheels, am I just lying like belly flat?
You will return to your normal shape, but I can't push you through the door.
Oh, my leg's normal sized.
Yeah. Well, my gut feels bigger.
Yeah.
Can I shit out a hamster? Sorry. No. Cool. Here I am. Hey, guys. Let's go through this door.
Yes, let's do it.
Here we go. Do we want to hold the handle together or?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We should. Okay.
Ready?
3, 2.
This
one.
Is the,
one.
Wait. This is
what?
This is the glued one. No, we need.
You have to push it. I think.
Push. Oh, it's pulling.
Yep. Okay. We're all pulling on the count of 3. Here we go.
All right.
One. Our first threshold for the episode. 1, 2, 3.
Hey. Okay, we've gotten nearly to the end of the first page of very spaced out notes.
Do we have to walk across the threshold now, or can we just
step?
You, as you grab onto
I'm
the door,
I'm loving this walking. It's so good. I never knew how good walking was until I had lost my legs.
You don't appreciate it until it's gone, don't you?
Yeah.
So you walk through the door, and as you grab and open the door, you enter this sort of VR space that stretches out endlessly. It's this big white void. There is a floor beneath you. Normal gravity rules apply, and you can see you've sort of got polygon affected hands right now.
Whoa, I wave them in front of my face.
You do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But and you see two...
I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Now I'm done.
Two cherub-like figures descend from above your vision. One of them is dressed up as the like stereotypical cherub angel, and the other the stereotypical like impish-style devil.
Are they polygonized?
They're
all.
They are very polygonized. That you know, they've got bitmaps over them, and some they clip their the little pitchfork clips into his body every now and again.
Are they tangible?
You'd have to find out. They're floating down in front of you, probably about easily jumpable distance from you.
Sweet.
You look down, you're wearing your standard attire, but funnily enough, you don't have your weapons on you. So there's none of that. You are wearing clothes, but there's no items about your...
Oh, I look around for my pocket watch. Is it there?
It's not with you in this space.
I feel a bit nervous.
Can I call out to them? Hello there, cherubs.
Hello.
My name is Joe Jailhouse Thunder. I'm an arena fighter.
Oh,
these are my associates.
Hello, my name is Gage Glenn Rickett. Pleasure.
I try to imagine the most magnificent, bushy, like, voluminous mustache. Is that working still?
It's not working in the game.
God! I don't know if I have a mustache on. I go to reach for my top lip, see if there's a mustache.
You touch your own face and you sort of get bumped by it.
Well, I'm Teddy.
Hello. My name is Melville. I'm the Cherub of Order. And this is Garland! Garland in the morning, the Cherub of Chaos, coming at ya! 4628, the Trials of Order and Chaos in the morning!
You are personified Order and Chaos, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken?
We have been programmed to personify Order and Chaos.
Oh, yes.
Coming at ya, Chaos Cherub!
Here's a question, Melville.
Yes.
How, hypothetically, if this were all a game designed to be won or lost, how would we go about winning?
What do you mean this is a game?
I've solved it.
Gosh. All right. Okay.
So bad, I guess.
Yes, Teddy?
Devils are always bad. They're always the bad guy. We just squish the devil one. We just squish him.
Well, okay. I mean, like, that's always our go-to murder.
Famously, you guys save devils.
What was that devil's name that we saved?
It was an imp called...
I didn't know it was a devil. I would have
switched.
It's
Tuple.
Yes.
Tuple! Oh, yes, yes.
Tuple. So Tuple was
when
a devil.
When you said it, it reminded me of what it was.
Oh, God.
He was pretty devilish, sort of, wasn't he?
I think he literally was from, like, hell.
Really?
Oh, God, I was programmed. I have no life. I merely exist in this space. I am not real.
Oh.
Hey, Garland, coming at you again. Save you from the existential crisis in the morning. Listen here. You guys got to go through the mahogany door. And as he says that, they part and there is a mahogany door, identical to the one you joined in.
Another one.
All you got to do is keep walking through the mahogany door. No matter what the trials of order and chaos throw at you, find that door and walk through it and you're on your way to success in the morning.
Hey, man, I know that sounds like it's really easy, but it's actually been quite difficult for us so far.
Yeah,
that first door, level
minutes.
One.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
I had to go against all my instincts to go through that.
This is the tutorial. You're not even up to level one yet. That's literally the entrance in the morning.
Okay, so we ourselves have to open this door. You can't.
Oh, God. I don't even exist. What is this? I have to end it. You see, Melville floats up out of view of you guys. Hey, that guy's troublesome now. Well done.
That could have been anybody's fault.
Yeah, I mean, if that's how order is acting in here, then. I'm getting a bit nervous here, guys.
Actually, look at the time. We really should just be going through this door.
As you grab onto the door and pull it open, you guys all work in a restaurant.
Yay! Sorry.
You have worked in a restaurant for a few years. You've been climbing the ladder in the most prestigious restaurant in the most prestigious city. You have finally made your way up to the upper echelons of the culinary world.
Order up.
One of you is the chef. One of you is the waiter and one of you is the sommelier.
I assume that I am the cook and my specialty is Sloppy Joe's.
Very good.
I'll be a waiter.
Sure.
And that means that Joe is the sommelier, the wine expert. So you have worked in this fancy restaurant for a few years. This is like the local haunt of nobles and aristocrats. It's very much a place of prominence. Today is a very, very special day because the king of the flumps is coming in for your speciality.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even meant to be here today. Of course, it's the day the king flumps is coming in. I never listen to any of my wine recommendations. He's a king. He always wants to hear them, but then is always like, blah, blah, like during it. It's like, why did you even ask me? I'm sorry, you guys all know this. You work here.
You can see the Flumped King has just been seated right in the center of the restaurant. A few guests have been allowed to sit around the other areas, but most of the space around him has been cleared. The Flumpthian royal guards block the front door to the restaurant. The front is a beautiful brown mahogany door. You know that that's your goal, but you also know that you've worked in a restaurant for a couple of years, and finally you've reached this place.
Well, I get started making that sloppy joe.
Table 3 wants their entree.
The Sloppy Joe?
That's the one.
I just got a whole bin full of them here. I just keep making them. It's the only thing we make. Just get the freshest one or whatever.
Yep.
No, get the oldest one because...
Yep. First in, first out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Flumpthian King has just been seated. As the waiter's job, you have to go over and take his order.
Oh.
Gage, I've been thinking about sort of, you know... We just make sloppy joes, so
really good sloppy joes.
And we have menus. It's just the one item on there. What if we just stop making menus, and then we just hand people sloppy joes as they come past?
Oh, but then I've become redundant. I mean, this is my whole thing.
Yeah, it really sounds like you're trying to muscle both of us out.
Yeah, I mean,
would save on money.
We've got a system. It's working great for us.
Yes.
We've got one item of food and enough wines that you need a sommelier to pick from.
We do have a lot of wine, don't we?
But if I don't pay you guys, I could probably add another wing.
If I don't take his order either, how will we know how he likes his sloppy joe? I mean, there's all sorts of ways you've...
Yeah, sloppy.
Yes.
We did have that disastrous month where we tried the straight-laced joes.
Yeah,
and that that was a horrible,
gross. Yeah, well, the Chewy Joes too. I remember that debacle. Let me just go ask him.
Imagine a jellyfish that floats in space. Mm. It's got a happy face on it. Tentacruel from Pokemon, for any of those Pokemon fans out there. A floating jellyfish is the crux of it. It's not sitting at the seat, but it's trying its best to be seated. And
let me get that for you.
Blah, 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 blah.
What do you do?
Directly in your HUD, subtitles appear. And it says, "Thank you, my good man." Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, blah, blah. You're welcome. I'm just here to take your orders. Yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just let me change language on those subtitles there.
A sloppy joe with a sprinkle of cheese. Oh. Chocolate on the side. A mitt so I do not burn my tentacle. Make sure it's dark chocolate. I don't want to be ill tomorrow. And a drink. Something that will go with my dessert. Maybe a white wine. I don't know. That's your job. The sloppy joe needs to be cooked very gently. I've had sloppy joes before and they were rubbish. Overcooked. Blah. Just the worst. Maybe some cheese sprinkled over it. Actually, forget the chocolate on the side.
Yeah.
Put the chocolate in the sloppy joe and put the cheese on the side. And don't forget not to burn it. I think that would be all.
Thank you very much. I've got all that down. Yes, a very good choice.
In the kitchen, I'm like making small talk with Teddy, pointing to the guy with my thumb, being like, "Pruh, some people get all the legs."
I'll make my way back and ding the bell.
Very good. I would like you to make a history check to try and remember everything that was on that order.
I've already done the plate.
Oh, that's 23 on history.
You recite it line for line. There's a couple of additions, and so the Flumpthian King has gone off menu. How does Cook Teddy feel about this? How does the restaurant feel about this? He's asked for chocolate in the sloppy joe with some cheese on the side.
Gage is wincing as he's approaching the chef.
I just fish out the usual. I just fish it on a plate.
No, oh, but Jeff, he specifically asked for these specific things.
Yeah, but that's sort of out of my wheelhouse.
Oh, but he's the king. I mean, this is one of the biggest shots we've got as a restaurant.
Can I go out and chat to him about wines?
You 100% can. You can make some checks if you'd like a nature check.
No? Your Majesty, you will definitely be the one doing some checks to us. We're a restaurant.
Oh, blah, 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 blah.
I know. I just thank you. I've been doing it for many years.
Blah, blah.
What sort of wines would you like?
Blah, blah.
Red or white?
Blah.
Yeah, no worries. Coming right up.
Blah, blah, blah.
I bow deeply.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, just the way God made me, sir.
Blah, blah.
Teddy's just sprinkling dirt. Is there anything you can find that looks like chocolate?
Give me a survival check.
It's a 14.
Your survival's based on wisdom, so it is a -3 again. You find a jar of chocolate.
I find some brown.
Yeah, you find some brown. Mm. And you put it in there.
I just sprinkle some of that in. And what else was on the list?
Cheese on the side. And, sorry, Vilkins, can you give me an investigation check to find a bottle of red wine that suits him?
That is a 5.
Ooh, that's going to be a 6 total.
I'm imagining there's like a goon sack of red and a goon sack of white.
Yeah.
But I'm still happy to muck up that choice.
You go down and you grab the goon sack of red and it's empty. What are you going to do?
How full is the white wine?
Full. Top.
Bang, guess what he's getting. One white wine coming up.
Wait. Can I look for some red?
You've got some leftover juice from the Sloppy Joes. That would be red. You know, like the meat juice?
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
We use the red and then...
It is red now, yeah, so...
Yeah. Only other thing I could think of was blood, and I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, you made the right call. Thank you, Teddy. Swish it around, I guess.
Hey, Teddy, can you give me a dexterity saving throw, please? With advantage, because you're a barbarian. You're holding this glass of wine and this sloppy Joe with brown in the center of it and cheese on the side, and one of the new cooks... Lion cook?
Mm.
A new lion cook you've hired?
Oh, a lion cook.
A lion cook. It is literally a lion, and they don't know the rules yet, so they're sort of padding around on all fours around the kitchen. They've got a plate in their mouth with like a cooked sloppy Joe on it, and they don't stay behind because they're a lion and the plate's in their mouth, and you nearly trip over the lion. You throw the plate into the air. The wine spills out of the cup, and you manage to save them both. Spider-Man 1 style, where you catch the sloppy Joe piece by piece on the plate, moving your hand around dexterously. The wine sloshes perfectly back into the cup, and you put it back on the counter, avoiding having to redo the meal and be late.
Oh, thank you, Chef. I will take this to his table immediately.
Very good. You walk across the area. You see that the space around the king is being cleared. You get to the king and you see the royal guards are like holding their sabers with these long tentacles, looking at you menacingly. You start to get a bit nervous. Can you give me a sleight of hand check to put the plate down carefully in front of the king?
18.
18, very good. You steady yourself at the last minute. You can feel yourself shaking, and you place this sloppy Joe with brown in the center directly in front of him, the cup of white wine mixed with fucking meat juice on the side.
Ooh, that's a good year.
Stereotypically, the sommelier has to appear to explain the wine and the choice now.
Yes, of course. Hello, Your Majesty. Here is your red wine. It's a house special. And now that you've got your food and you're all set up, I thought I might start my 5 minutes of stand-up as the entertainment. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming to Slippery Teddy's. My name's Joe.
Woo!
thank you to the chefs at the back. Welcome. Slippery Teddy's open mic. We have a couple of very special people in the audience, and I think they know who they are. As I look over to, like, the only people. So, hey, how about legs? I hear some people say that they are connected at the top.
Woo! Yeah!
But others say they're connected at the bottom. Anyway, what else is in the news? I see. The economy's taking a tanking. Well, What else has been happening? How about that lousy kid? Oh, wait, yeah, no, never mind. The king's great. How good is it living in a kingdom?
Do a joke!
Three tentacles walk into... Oh, shit, no, I shouldn't. I just think, like, my whole routine is normally just bagging out the king, the monarchy, and jellyfish.
Seeing Joe tank up on stage makes Teddy really nervous, and he just goes for the mahogany door.
Nice.
Give me an athletics check to push past these royal guards.
It's a 9?
That is not good enough. You burst out of the kitchen, run across the floor of the restaurant, and these two guards, big, meaty, muscly tentacles, grab you and put you back down, spin you back around and push you towards the kitchen. Blah, 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 blah.
It's awful seeing a friend tank on stage. It's the worst.
You see subtitles below that say, not until the king has finished his meal.
What's the opposite of God's speed? God's pooed.
Gage politely claps from inside the kitchen.
Give me a persuasion check, please, for the stand-up.
10?
That's about right.
Yep.
No one's upset.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's just noise. I move into the cabaret half.
The royal Flumpian guards.
Love Mumbo. Mama loves Mumbo. I just, do my thing.
Oh, can I clear this this table for you, sirs? Are you all done? I think most of the rest of the customers are, looks like.
The Flumpian King is transfixed by Joe's...
But just dance fan, huh?
And just a soft tentacle sort of like leaks out, picks up a tiny bit of the sloppy Joe and puts it into its mouth very slowly as it's just enraptured by whatever this strange sommelier is pulling off.
So, to recap, you had any choice of any of these cards. It would be pretty crazy if the next card you select was your card. Will you pick that card up, sir?
Yes, okay. This one?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Aha! Was that your card?
No.
That's okay. That means that card has been eliminated.
Oh, so put that away. With the rest of them?
Yep. Okay, 4 cards left.
Okay.
It's got to be one of these ones soon. Imagine how great it would be if it was the very last card. That would be a very impressive trick. Yeah. All right, pick one of these remaining 4
cards.
Okay,
I'll grab this one then.
Okay, is that your card?
No, again, it's not.
Sweet, that means...
I'm sorry, I think you've dropped it. When you were shot, I think it's there. I can see it face up on the floor.
Yeah, man, that was going to be the big finish.
I'm sorry.
You know how I did that whole thing at the start where I was like, oh, if I muck it up, don't tell me because I was going to pretend to get it wrong.
I'm so sorry.
Nah, it's fine.
I'm shit down.
2, 3, 4, Papa loves Mumbo.
Cage.
Yeah, yes.
This is
Jeff.
Can you think of a routine that we could do or something? We just got to get him off this.
Yes. He's hard dying up there, it looks like.
This is the first ever open mic night we've had, and it's not going well. I thought he would have put more thought into it, to be honest.
A bit more.
Do you have any skills?
Oh, I'll grab the fire alarm and I'll give it a big old yank.
All right, very good. You walk over to the fire alarm.
Wait. I got to introduce him. Thanks, Joe.
What?
Thanks, Joe. Now for the next act. Gage with the fire alarm.
The spotlight spins around to Gage at the other end of the restaurant, hand on the fire alarm.
I freeze like a deer in headlights.
I've seen this before. It's very good.
Away and just
the sprinklers go off. The Flumpian King is there.
Emergency.
You see half an eaten sloppy Joe. He'd just got into the dirty old chocolate pie, putting it in his mouth, looks up, getting sprinkled. The royal guards like go into full panic mode, grab the king and barrel roll him out the front door. And you can see all the noble guests are just sitting there in complete sun silence, looking around the room like, we'd like to leave now. We feel like we've been prisoners for the past 10 minutes. Can we please?
You're always free to leave. It's a restaurant. I mean, you go pay at the counter.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your name? Sorry.
Jeffrey Jeffington.
Ah, nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Jefftown.
Ah, what do you do?
Jeff.
Ah, how do you know when you're finished?
You should have opened with that one.
What else we got?
Really
what
good,
else we got?
Really good. How was everything tonight, Jeff?
I don't care. Okay. Oh. Let me go.
All right.
It was fine. Take my wallet.
If I could just pass you some of these recommendation cards. Okay.
I really wanted to leave this place until there are other people here who didn't want to leave, and now I want to stay.
Hey, look, a mahogany door.
Yeah, it's just swinging in the breeze. You see the street outside.
We've had a good run. It's been a good couple of years.
Yeah. Yep, onward and upward, hey?
I don't think I own this place anyway. I don't know why I said I was going to fight you guys.
Really? Okay, well...
I don't think I've been paid once.
You know what? Me neither. I actually don't have any memory of any payslips. I feel like I've worked here for years, but before tonight, a very, very hazy memory.
You see a small cherub floating up in the ceiling. Reality is a lie. Everything we do is meaningless.
You must have had the house special, I think. Oh, yeah. Well... Let's get out of here.
Yep, after you. After, here we go.
I grabbed the one bin of sloppy joes to take with me.
Clever.
All right. fuck you. You weird
Did
man.
Did I say Ben? I meant barrel.
You weird, weird man.
You just wait. It peckish. Might come in handy.
This got really... I don't even remember eating last season. I mean, last winter.
Wow. What if Teddy created the sloppy joe monster?
Wow.
In the future.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Before Spoiler. We go, I kick a barrel of sloppy joes through the portal that I see.
You see it, it hits video game style panel that's the wall, clips through it, and pours out into the limbo itself. It gets into the electrical work that's powering the VR game.
Beautiful.
I live! And a sloppy joe golem is born and then seeps into the material plane. Back through a time loop, back and falls into the tavern that Luanda stayed at.
Where it buys the lease, I guess.
The smiling donkey, what was it? I can't remember what it's called.
Well,
yes.
About that time to go through that door, I suppose.
It's all coming together.
Are you? I turned to the customers still here. Like, are you guys going to be right close down the, the suite?
We'll put the chairs up.
Okay, cool. The lights are over on that corner.
We know from last time.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Jeff.
No worries. Bye, Joe. I'll see you next week.
That's Jeff. Jeff's for a living.
You walk through the door. Fuck your player agency.
You started. You gave us these.
Yeah. Yeah,
before the narrative takes off, I jump in a car and drive in the opposite direction. Just got to stay ahead of it. Just got to stay ahead of the narrative. I skydive out of the car. I'm free falling. I'm just going to stay ahead. I fall into an open sewer.
You idiot. We were always going to wind up in a sewer.
Oh, I swim to the open ocean.
Joe just staring up into space. Well, now I'm all wet.
This is the second cleanest mahogany door I've ever seen.
I guess I just do a flip through it.
Right, Teddy, you flip.
Roll for me.
You roll.
Nope.
You slip on some of the sloppy joe and accidentally brain yourself on the other side. Thank God. As Teddy goes through the door, the paneling that makes up the visuals around you flips around, and you're now in a live TV audience-style studio. You can see an audience of slard Battletoad people sitting up on these elevated stairs. There's a big sign that's saying live, live, live. It's big red flashing lights up the top. You see this enormous iron golem. Its face is blank. It's got an LCD screen on it, and it's got the number 5. Lit up blue letters on it. An announcer's voice emanates over a loudspeaker that says, "Welcome to our new contestants! All three of you have been on the waiting list for the hottest new game show for months. And finally, your squad has been accepted and you are here to win the grand prize."
You fucking got this, guys. We got this.
I'm ready.
Is everyone ready?
I put my hand up. Yes.
All the slard in the crowd start cheering. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah, blah. And the golem activates.
And you hear the announcer's voice changes a little bit. And it's a Golem party event. Time for winning glory. 3-player easy mode start. 3 lives remaining. And the Golem starts dancing. It's a dance-off. Oh. And the timer counts down from 5, 4.
Just keep flipping.
Yeah, just like we practice, guys.
Yep.
It's not a dance-off. It's a mother-flippin' dance-on.
Give me performance rolls, please.
Ooh, Teddy did the best, 19.
All right, Teddy starts backflipping on this dance floor perfectly in time as this electronic disco music starts playing.
Joe got a 12.
I do the white guy finger point and twist.
Very good. Very bland.
Yep. Just right down the middle. Nice 12 dance.
And Gage freezes up. You got a 6. So sort of just stares into the crowd.
Dance round complete. It's a tie. Next round. Feed this bird. And a pipe comes out of the ceiling and a small pigeon is shot with a gust of wind down onto the ground. And there's a live pigeon in the studio audience. All of the crowd go...
I start trying to throw.
I do a flip.
All right. Give me rolls. What is Gage doing?
Checking my pockets for seeds.
All right. Give me an investigation roll, a constitution save, and a acrobatics check.
Joe on 19.
All right. You throw up this vial.
That's what birds love.
You see the bird turns instantly and starts hobbling towards it.
Yeah.
It starts pecking at the vomit.
Gage on a 20.
You reach into your virtual pocket and you pull out a old Gagey Times famous bird seed.
Oh, come on.
And the bird is like picking up like an old piece of chicken from the vomit and doing that bird thing where it hovers it down its neck and it looks up at you with its googly little bird eyes, seeing your bird seed, and then flies directly at you and starts pecking at your bird seed. And Teddy, you fell flat on your face.
That's the second time you've done that too.
You do take 2 points of damage as you hit the floor. Sorry, that did remind me as well.
So undignified.
Gage, you take 4 points of embarrassment damage for freezing up.
Now I'm hungry again.
They fed the bird!
Yeah!
All right, make this shape. And you see the Golem steps back onto the plinth that you're on, the disco area, and it makes a big Y shape, much taller and bigger than you. And then on the other side of the studio, a wall of fire emerges with the similar Y shape cut out. So you have to make the shape so that you don't get burnt. Oh,
just like we practiced.
Yep. I'm assuming Gage and I jump up on Teddy's shoulders and hold our arms together like that.
Absolutely perfect. Yep. Give me an athletics check and 2 acrobatics checks.
I can't believe we fell into Wario Smooth Moves.
That is what I've based this off.
Saute the apples! Oh, shit! Oh,
mate, you just wait.
Joe, 5.
Yeah.
Gage, 6. Four. Teddy, 4.
Oh, no. Teddy, what's your plus to athletics?
Athletics is a plus 6.
Okay. Teddy, you do not get burnt. You two are holding arms as a lick of fire burns across both of you.
No!
So Gage is going to take 5. You're going to take 4 points of fire damage. As you get burned by this fire going across you, you hear the loudspeaker of the top goes, failure. Blomp, blomp, blomp. 2 lives remaining. Next round, rob a child.
I look around for children.
You look and you can see a bunch of children in the audience. Little
rush to them and punch the first one in the face that I can see.
Give me an intimidation roll.
While he's doing that, I guess to help, can I just do like a spinning bird kick?
Like on...
16?
Just for effect.
You've got intimidation trained. You walk up, you deck this kid, rifle through his pockets, take some candy. Success! Nice. Give me a spinning kick roll.
12.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, and what about Gage? What's Gage doing?
Nah.
You freeze up again. You take 1 point of embarrassment damage.
While I'm spinning, I think about stealing from Gage.
I was trying to work that into it, but couldn't get there.
Success! 2 lives remaining. Next round, bonus round, plant round. And you see that the iron golem turns into a bush.
Oh.
5.
Four. I try to turn into a bush.
I try to turn into a squirrel.
I attempt to chop Joe's arms and legs off.
All right. You give me, Teddy, give me an attack roll. Joe, you can give me a squirrel roll with advantage. Gage, you're going to do a flat plant roll.
Oh, that's Joe.
Joe, white, you fully turn into a squirrel and make your way into the bush.
Nice.
Are you headless, mouthless, or are you just like a regular, normal squirrel?
Well, that's very what good. I was trying to... Well, hopefully, did I
What's
I
the attack it? Roll?
Teddy got a...
14. That would hit a squirrel's AC. He cuts your arms and legs off as you dive.
Head and mouth and tail.
And head and mouth and tail and eyes, everything. Yeah, just gets cut off. And but you're now in this bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm like a vapor or
something. No, you're a squirrel.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Yes.
Gage, you try to turn into a plant and you see a couple of leaves poke out of you, but you are not a plant as the timer hits zero. You've got basically your hair is turned to leaves, but nothing else. As the round ends, all the leaves fall off you and the crowd is booing.
Bald again.
Suck. You suck. And you take another 4 points of embarrassment damage.
I'm getting real low here.
Teddy didn't turn into a plant. You just attacked. Failure. One life remaining. Level up. Keep going. Medium difficulty unlocked. Plus one life. Two lives remaining. The music amps up and swells as the crowd goes absolutely mental. An enormous Wheel of Fortune style wheel bursts through the wall. Wheel round. Level one. Obstacle course. Run.
Shit.
The walls and floor disappear from around you, and you're standing on an enormous plinth. The audience little basket gets taken up on jets and is hovering and following you around. You're on this enormous tower high above a watery grave beneath you. You can see directly in front of you there's a rock climbing wall. It's glistening with oil. Above that, there are monkey bars and trapezes that lead to another plinth high above you.
I just grab Gage and I try and throw him to the
other one?
To the end.
Very good. Teddy,
that's a great play.
Teddy, give really me an good. Athletics roll.
Kind of like I throw it like a gridiron style.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's your athletics?
Plus six.
Very good.
22.
You bundle up the ball of Gage, hut, and just hurl him into the sky. Gage, you fly through as you reach the peak of your arc. You look down and you can see sitting on the plinth is a very depressed little cherub. But as you get closer,
Hey, Melville.
He looks up at you. Life is meaningless. And he disappears as like area around you. It comes into finer detail. And you land on the platform perfectly. Bing! 1 point. What is Joe doing?
I am Joe Thunder. I flex at the mountain covered in oil. And then I guess I look for any staircases going up it.
All right, give me a luck roll.
11.
You,
Joey.
Teddy.
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah?
Gage toss, do you reckon you want
to... I'm feeling a little larger than usual ever since we... But yeah, well, okay.
If you just stand on my hands and then I just...
Yep. And I'll grab onto your shirt so when you throw me, I'll pull you along as well.
Yeah, and we'll both go... Okay, sweet.
All right, give me an athletics check. As you're getting up and just right before you get thrown, you look around the side of the climbing wall and you see a set of stairs. You hurl Joe up into the air. He grabs onto you at the last second and rips all of your clothes off.
How far away are they from me?
What do you want to do? Just
cast levitate.
Imagine, you know how like people rip off tablecloths?
Everything is just completely removed. Joe is flying up in the air, but he's only going to make it to the trapezes. He's not going to make it the whole way.
Well, I guess I just look at the audience and say, and I'm Teddy!
Joe, you land up there. I'm going to say Teddy's actions are done, hurling to creatures. You've got a trapeze act in front of you.
Okay, so... It's a trapeze act between me
and the
where Gage is, like
yeah,
the place
Gage
I need
is.
To be.
Yeah, you couldn't just jump it normally.
All right, is there oil on the trapeze?
There doesn't seem to be. No.
I'll reach down and point to Joe and cast levitate on him.
Nice.
And
give me two wild magic rolls.
14 and a 16.
You feel that welling up inside you and you suppress it down as you levitate Joe. And you now have full control. You can just glide across these trapeze acts if you want.
Yeah, yes, please. But first.
You see a lot of the... Half the audience is watching Teddy being like, who the fuck's Teddy? And the other half is booing you for not jumping across the trapezes. But you make it across.
Flip him off.
Yeah, yeah, you've made a full heel turn.
Yeah. I was imagining you like slowly spinning.
You suck.
Whatever, I'm here to win, not here to make friends.
You land on the other plinth. Bing! Success! Round two. The plinth that you two were on sort of disappears again, and somehow time and space warp, and you're in a group sitting at a long lunch table. There's a fake cafeteria behind you, and three plates are put in front of you by a robot rolling around on one wheel, and each of them has a shoe on it. Round two, eat this shoe.
Can I do a perception check to see if I'm still nude?
You are still nude. You don't... Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. Do you want to do a perception check to trick yourself?
Well, he's not a squirrel anymore, so I thought maybe I had my clothes.
Gage, you have a full work boot.
Oh, okay.
Teddy, you have a high heel. And Joe, you have a rubber thong. For non-Australian audiences, that means like a flip-flop. Some people think it's an undergarment.
What am I wearing for undergarment?
I don't know.
Want to find out?
I call this number.
Sorry, yeah.
Five. Four.
Oh, I put the
boot in my mouth.
We just got to...
Do we have to digest the... I just put some part of it in my mouth.
Do we just have to eat one shoe or do we have to eat all three shoes?
True, Teddy, chew!
I guess I start with the heel.
Three. Oh. Two. One. You have all eaten a shoe.
Oh,
no roll.
Wow. Yeah.
No roll required.
Let's try that again next time.
As it ends, you hear bing, bing, bing. Success. Three lives remaining. Bonus round. 3 second fight. Go. Three.
Oh, I flailed my arms.
I fake punch Teddy in the gut.
I guess I punch Gage.
Very good.
The shoe comes out.
Everyone decks each other. The crowd goes absolutely mental. Yeah! Yeah! All right, final round of bonus round level up to Rhino Stack. Rhino Stack.
I'm really sorry I punched you, Gage.
Oh, that's okay, Teddy. You got rid of my cough there. Boot came out.
There's something it did too.
Do you want? Are you gonna? Are you finished with that? Do you?
Oh no! Please,
don't want it to go to waste.
Yeah. There you go.
Can you put something over your dong? There are kids in the audience. I can see them.
Maybe I should. Shoe in.
Yeah, please.
Can I do a dexterity check or something to hang the shoe?
You don't
on?
Need to roll to put a boot on your dong. You're fine. You're not fine. There's something terrifically wrong.
I'll hold it there.
Round four. Rhino
Stack. Wait, does it have laces?
It has laces.
I tie the laces around the back so that it's just hanging in front.
Brilliant.
Did I say round four? Rhino Stack? It's Rhino Stack time, you guys. You've got to stack the rhinos. Bursting out of each wall, there's four boxes emerge, each of them with varying sizes of rhinos, from handheld all the way to fully grown. There's a little plinth that rises out of the middle of the studio area, and then the countdown begins again. Five. Four.
Oh, quick. I grab the closest chair to me, and I make like a lion tamer. I just start going like, hup!
All right, very good. You will give me an animal handling check.
I'll go for the small rhinos.
Very good. Also give me an animal handling, unless you can think of another one. Teddy?
I also want to go for the cute little rhino.
All right, you go for the very, very small, the baby ones. There's one little runt one in there.
Oh, puppy.
All animal handling?
Yes.
Joe, 10. Gage, 3. Teddy, 19.
All right, Teddy, you've got the smallest, cutest little baby rhino. Joe has gone for a slightly larger one, I assume. Joe manages to get one out of the box. Right at the end, this enormous, fully grown rhino stands on the plinth. Gage does not get the middle section ready. And so, Teddy, you've got this tiny little baby one that you can place on top of a fully grown rhino.
Didn't say to stack all the rhinos. We stacked rhinos.
We did indeed stack some rhinos.
Can I climb up?
I do a bow. Yeah.
You do a bow?
Yeah.
All right.
Ta-da!
Gage does a bow. Teddy climbs on top of the fully stacked rhino, and you see a red laser, scans down, checking for rhinos.
Teddy, take off your shoe!
Quick!
I'm so sorry. This is such a nice episode.
Three rhinos stacked. Hard mode activated. Good luck.
Uh-oh. Unactivated. we're going to need a new shoe. Sorry, Anthony, you were saying?
It's okay, guys. We've got these Hamilton tickets in the bag.
Hard mode activated. Good luck. Extreme points time. Expert mode. Combo final boss. A tall, thin, alien-looking humanoid walks out wearing a purple vinyl jumpsuit with a silver lightning bolt across it, holding a flying V guitar. The Lightning Prince! Squiddy, 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 squiddy! The crowd goes fucking nuts.
I've seen this guy. It's excellent.
We must
How many
fight.
Lives do we have?
Three.
We could just... I don't think we're going to win. I guess we could just throw it alive.
Yeah, yeah. Plan L, where we just...
Mm-hmm.
packed. Okay, sorry.
All of the cameras in the room spin and point towards the Lightning Prince. These enormous monitors appear, showing his big, beautiful face, and the crowd goes absolutely wild at him. He's this beautiful David Bowie motherfucker, just like absolutely stunning. We must fight for the entertainment of our wonderful viewers. Wow! Let's go! Everybody roll initiative.
So Joe got a 15.
Okay.
Teddy got a 15, and I got a 13.
It's going to go him, all of you guys, and then something. You see the Lightning Prince brings up the guitar pick high up into the air. He looks out at the viewers.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Hello, everyone. It's me, the Lightning Prince. I love you all. I'm nothing without my fans. Mwah! And then he strums down on this big flying V that sends a shockwave out at you all. I'd like a constitution saving throw from everybody.
Joe, you got a 3.
Okay.
Out of...
So, Gage and Teddy, you are blown back, but you managed to hold yourself together. Joe, you're still thinking a little bit about being a headless, bodiless, armless, sightless, mouthless squirrel. And so is a little more light on their feet and gets hit by the shockwave and blown into the back wall. As he is doing so, you guys turn around and you see the back wall has been replaced with a stock standard studio outlay with enormous spikes. Joe, you're going to take 15 points of spike damage as you slam against the wall and get punctured by them. Your model in-game flashes red a bunch of times, and then the spikes detract back into the wall and push you off back in. It is now all of your goes.
Metal spikes. It's like my kryptonite.
Can I see a drum kit?
You look around and you can see just off stage, there is a, like, the band setting up for the outro music. So they've got a drum kit, like a trumpet.
I run up and I start kicking and punching the drum kit and doing like a spinning bird kick.
Is this an athletic? Is this like a strength performance check? Like, what's your goal?
Teddy's trying to do an amazing drum solo he once heard.
All right, give me a performance check then. I'm going to say.
But he is just kicking and punching.
Yeah. This is a strength performance check.
Rolled a 17.
So give me...
Plus 3.
This thing's on rollers. You run towards it and the spinning bird kick knocks the drum kick onto center stage. You get tangled up in it. And in like this flurry of blows, you do this sick thing. You see the Lightning Prince is like, oh yeah, let's jam, baby. And starts playing along with you. The crowd is going mental like, Teddy, Lightning Prince, Teddy, Lightning Prince. What about Gage?
Gage stands up and looks at the Lightning Prince and says, how'd you get your name, huh? Lightning Prince, do you want to see some lightning? And I'll cast Lightning Bolt.
All right, very
fourth
good.
Fourth level on him.
Okay.
One of my last spell slots.
You conjure this lightning, shoot it out at him. It's almost like liquid. He just evaporates out of the way. He doesn't turn into a mist or anything, but he's just not there. It's almost like a teleportation, fucking with your eyes. And he appears at the other side behind you, and he's pointing directly into the lens of a camera. And he goes, "I'm only here because of you, all you beautiful people watching at home. This tiny man tried to kill me, but I would never die. Not without saying goodbye to you." Mwah. He kisses the lens and then goes for another big strum on the guitar. Joe, what are you doing?
I think that this guy's gaining his power from all the attention and all the cameras on him and all of that sort of stuff. So I pick up a microphone I see near me.
Oh, God.
Hi, everyone. How are we all doing tonight?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Hey, let's what's been happening in the news lately? You, sir, what's your name?
I'm Bill.
Hi, Bill. Where are you from?
Billington.
Oh, nice. What do you do?
Bill.
How do you know when you're finished? Thank you. Thank you.
Can I do a... Hey,
just trying to get all the cameras turning on to me.
Give me a performance roll with advantage thanks to Teddy's... Woof.
Eight.
Woof.
Okay, you didn't like that one so much. You didn't like that one. So what if I showed you this? Looks like an ordinary giant person-sized box on a table, right? Well, if I get my lovely assistant, Gage Glenricket, to step into this completely normal box.
Oh,
it's a normal...
Must I? Okay.
Ugh. Don't worry, I'm like 90% sure. I've seen it done many times. Mm-hmm. Gage, when you get in, there's fake feet. Just kick them out the other end of the box.
Oh, okay, sure.
So I'm assuming Gage is like 3 foot tall.
Yep.
The box is like 6 feet tall. So they watch him get in, but then it's like the size of the box.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Music, please.
Okay, yeah, I kick and punch the drums.
It's a perfect drum roll.
Like rolling the drums. Like.
I karate chop the box.
Ow!
I
scream dramatically and I try to reach the fake legs at the bottom of the box.
All right, give me another performance check.
11?
11.
Oh, that's pretty convincing.
Oh no, these guys are bombing harder than America when a country has oil.
Hey!
Oh, sorry.
I normally love fighting, but this is just pathetic. Oh, we must simply do another round. Round two, Lightning Prince, advance. Oh, yeah. He starts singing into the microphone at such a high decibel that your ears start to ring. The box that you're in, Gage, splinters into 1,000 pieces as he hits this very, very high C. All the audience members put on these special earmuffs, and they're just super excited, like, he's going to do it. He's actually, I'm a frog monster. He's going to do it. And I would like constitution saving throws again, please.
Joe got a 15.
You plug your ears quickly and steel yourself against the high frequency.
Teddy got an 8 and Gage got a 1.
Plus 4 for
all
Teddy.
All right.
And I say, ho, 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 pirate's favorite notes.
Ugh.
The high seas.
Ugh. Oh, I'm giving you advantage.
Yeah. I knew I'd win him over eventually.
Teddy, your ears are bleeding, but that's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Gage, you unfortunately take 15 points of damage.
Oh. Even though I got a 4?
Yeah.
Oh, I am on 1 HP, guys.
Woof.
He spins around center stage as he finishes that, and he goes, "It would kill me if my people couldn't see me doing my beautiful dance of death. Come on, everybody start clapping." And he starts getting the crowd clapping to a beat.
Can I sabotage the beat with my own cooler beat?
100% you can.
And faster and cooler. And I want to go into a frenzy.
Yep, very good. I'll give you a
controversial, I know, me using it.
You go into a frenzy and start doing an off-kilter drum beat. Give me an advantage. Another strength performance check, please. That's a natty 20. The lightning prince gets drowned out.
It's like jazz, you know? It's like a weird time signature, but it all just kind of works.
It's like, yeah. It turns very quickly into a We Will Rock You style thing where you're leading the beat and the lightning prince is getting drowned out. Gage and Joe, you see him extremely worried by this. The cameras are pointing towards Teddy as his ears are bleeding and he's going full manimal. Is that the Muppet?
Oh, animal.
Full animal on the drum kit. He's just going absolutely mental. What are you two doing?
Thinking about the word manimal now. Gage, I don't know what your plan is or how you feel towards this guy, but I'm probably going to go stock standard, punch him in the face like I did that kid.
Perfect, yes.
Yeah, no major objections.
No, go for it,
I'm going to try and, as quickly as I can, run over to him and then, ideally without him seeing, punch him in the face.
Can I cast Featherfall on him as he's punching him? Just so he can, fly.
Do you mean levitate?
No, Featherfall. Would that work, lightening him?
Wow, that's deep. So he's the lightening prince.
Ooh.
Not but he's making him lighter. Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit. I get distracted by how many levels that
very good.
I'm just like, whoa.
Very good. So you conjure this air magic beneath him to make him the lightening prince. Joe, give me an attack roll.
16.
With the cameras all pointed away from him, you see that he's lost huge amounts of his power and he is now a corporeal being. And you come in and you clock the lightning prince in the jaw. His feet lift off the ground and he flies Team Rocket style through the set. Out away he goes, no, my popularity. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. Manimal, 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 manimal. As you do the final the lights go out.
And 15 lighters.
The studio lights go down. You hear the big boom as they turn off. And then there's a little fanfare. And a party popper goes off somewhere and sprinkles you with confetti. Game completed. The lights come back on and you can see all the studio producers are there shaking hands. Some of them are talking to the audience members oh, good show tonight. I'm a frog person. Hey, yeah, good to see you, Jeff. Hey, Bill, how you doing? A Slardian technician with overalls restained runs over to the golem that you had the dance off with, cracks open the chest plate, and you can see a tiny 30 centimeter tall mahogany door directly in its chest.
Well, that's a way out.
Yeah. And it's exactly like the other mahogany doors that we saw.
Identical except for size.
Yeah.
Can I just mash Gage into it?
Yep. As you mash him in, Gage, you shrink down, grab the handle and pull on it. It's been a while since you guys have had a job out on the open sea. You were looking for work for ages and someone came across with a pretty risky venture, but it's the first job that's come across for three seamen in a while. Yeah, I chose those words very specifically.
Nothing wrong with that. Sea people.
Sea people. Preferred. That's actually true. You've been out on the open sea for 3 months now. It's been a clusterfuck of maelstrom storms recently. This voyage almost seemed cursed. A lot of sailors getting knocked overboard by heavy winds, heavy waves, and you're not even sure if you're on track anymore. You hear the desperate ringing as a bell up on the upper deck that wakes you in the middle of the night. You hear lightning crackle, water is sloshing through the upper portholes of the sleeping deck, sinking down into the bottom of the ship, and you can hear a cacophony of noise upstairs. Everybody is running past your hammocks up towards the upper deck. Come on, everybody! We've got to get upstairs! Something's attacking us! Come on!
Alright, I grab my blunderbuss and we...
up to the top deck,
I grab my shoe and I tie it on.
Yeah, should we take this net? I don't know what's going on upstairs, but it seems pretty hectic. I'm going to take
this net. This is a boat rat. Yeah, I'll take the harpoon.
Oh, yes. Good thinking. I'll grab a cannonball.
All right.
And a paddle.
As you're picking up these
equipment... It's almost the same size as Gage.
Yeah.
You see a body flung against the side of it and then slides down the side of the wooden ship into the ocean as a wave takes them.
Can I open the window?
Yeah, it's got a little latch there. You see bodies floating behind the ship as huge waves roll over.
You know what? You guys go ahead.
Do I recognize any of them?
Yeah, one of them's Bill.
Bill!
Hey!
You're okay.
I'm still alive! I'm floating out to sea. Can you throw me a rope?
Bill! What happened?
Give me the cannonball or something.
It's a bloody kraken!
Oh.
As he says that, an enormous tentacle, what you thought was a just shadowed cloud, emerges out of the ocean and slams into the water, crushing Bill into the deep sea.
Oh.
Bill. I'm still alive! I'm
all right, well, I open the portal, open it up, and I want to reach for Bill.
Oh, you'd have to throw a rope for ages.
Can I throw a rope for ages?
Yeah.
So, has Teddy got a very large rope?
Yes.
Can I?
There it is.
I guess I just closed the porthole.
All right, see you later.
See you, Bill.
Bye.
Catch you later.
Yeah, see you on Tuesday.
He was just about to quit billing, too.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah, the crack of the bat. Quick, let's get upstairs. Oh, my God.
You run upstairs, and you can hear your captain, the famous Captain Albert Alexander, is yelling, "Kraken! Any man not on the ropes? To arms! To arms! It's everywhere! Hoist the mainsail!
I've got mine still.
Drop the sea anchor! Bring her round with the bow towards the swell! Drop the storm trysails! Go, go! Ding, 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 ding!
Double A, what's up?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Not a lot. Just woke up.
Got a kraken going on.
What are you? Oh, my God!
Oh, hey, there it is. A huge tentacle is wrapped around the entire side of the ship. And you can see it, condensing down. The wood is creaking.
Can I prod it with the harpoon?
You walk up, stab it with the harpoon, give me an attack roll.
8.
You glance into it and get mostly blubber. You're ripping away at the flesh, but it's not letting go of the boat.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
I guess I'd throw my net over it, the little part of the tentacle. Yep.
Give me an attack.
Shit.
Give me an attack roll.
6.
All right, you throw your net over the tentacle.
I don't know what I was expecting to...
Gage?
I just dropped the cannonball. I think we need something a little bit out of the box here, fellas. Mm. How can we take this thing
out
down?
Out of the box. Can I see an escape boat?
Yes, you can see an escape boat hanging off the front of the boat.
I've got an idea over here, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell anyone else.
We need to find the door, too. Have we seen any mahogany doors?
Do we all still have all that C4 we put in the bottom of the ship? Just Bill and Ted it. I remember putting the key here.
Can we still create things with our minds?
You were transporting a fair amount of explosives in the bottom of the ship.
Nice. And supermodels?
No supermodels, good. Unfortunately.
We're talking a quick detour into human trafficking there for a little
bit. Oh, wow, yeah.
Wait.
Hey, stop that. Don't make me roll for that.
Supermodels that want to be.
Yeah.
That bought a ticket on the boat of their own volition.
Enthusiasts.
They were going to say they were explosive.
So, sweet. We could always just blow the ship up.
All right, well, you do that. I'm getting in this escape raft.
It does seem like a very sensible...
All right, you jump into the escape raft. You see sailors are out there. They've got these big blunderbusses shooting at it. Ah! One of them gets grabbed by a smaller tentacle, ripped off the side of the deck.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Keep Teddy! Ah! Watch me shoot it, Teddy! Watch me shoot it!
I'm watching. Nice.
Thanks, sir! I got it. Oh, it's got me! Teddy, help! Help! You can reach my hand! No, Teddy, it's got me! It's got my leg! Just grab my hand! Oh, no, it's pulling me
away! I don't know how many people can fit in the...
No!
I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you then.
I guess I'm walking towards the escape pod.
All right, you jump in the escape pod as well, Joe?
I'm putting out a comically long fuse. I'm laying it out.
Very good. As you're doing that...
Winding it. You know how they had, on the winder and then the pump action TNT? Like that style.
So you've got that over your back. As you're coming up, you hear Albert Alexander, "Man the guns! 3, 2, 1, fire!" Every single cannon below deck goes off. You see one of the tentacles is blown completely in half.
Yeah.
And it falls into the water and slowly sinks down. You're all in the lifeboat and it's sort of floating just close to the front of the ship there. As that happens, you hear a cacophonous roar from beneath the waves. And you see a light source start emanating from beneath your ship.
Ooh. The life raft is still attached. You've got that little pulley system.
Can I drop us in the water?
100%. You're all in the boat.
I give enough give in the fuse so that when we drop, it doesn't.
Excellent. Break. Yeah. Well, it just wheels down almost like a belay when you're rock climbing. You drop into the water. The waves are horrendously tall and you're bouncing up and down on these huge stormy waves. You very quickly get attracted to, because it's nearly impossible to row, the tentacle that got blown off and you bounce up against it.
Oof. So that light that we saw coming from the bottom, was that...
It's like a warm, whitish light. It's not an explosion.
Right. Just
It's coming from beneath the ocean waves itself.
Okay, blow up the Kraken, Joe.
Yes.
Blow it up. Yeah.
Do I see anybody I know or care about on the ship?
Everybody you've sailed with for the
past
few months.
I've already pressed it.
Okay. The ship explodes. You press it down and the camera cuts to below deck where we see a slow motion, tiny little fuse ignites as someone's grabbing a barrel of gunpowder and they look down and they see the fuse. They go, Joe! As the entire ship explodes. Four of these tentacles are blown completely off and just gush, 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 fall into the ocean waves around you. The storm's still raging. That warm, bright light turns to a deep purple.
How many legs does Krakens have? Tell me it's four, right?
We did it. We saved everyone. Although I thought... Gage?
Was that the Kraken?
A couple of smaller tentacles flail up. You can see them moving around in this intense pain.
Can I give one a high five?
Whipping around. One of them comes up, gives you a quick high five, and then another one lands over your boat and starts wrapping around it.
Shocking grass. Running out of boats to blow up.
I thought you were going to blow up the Kraken.
You electrocute the tentacle. You see it tighten round for a bit. It steams and then sloths off into the water.
Oh, we did it. Yay!
Now, well, where's this door, hey? Let's get out of this world.
I look down to like the crashing.
The last pieces of the ship fall into the water, splodging into the huge storm waves that are rolling you up and down. As you are looking around for a mahogany door, you see that purple light comes to the surface and cresting out of the ocean is the Kraken's maw itself. Rows and rows of teeth in a huge cylindrical cone coming down into a small beak wedged between the beak and the rows and rows of teeth. You swear you spot a small mahogany door.
Oh, dear. Really?
Why does it have to be there?
Krakens. Why does it have to be Krakens?
Well,
Joe.
Chop not.
So where am I in relation to this?
You're probably like 60 feet from the mouth itself and these rolling huge storm waves. It's difficult to move in this tiny little dinghy. This thing seems like it's in so much pain right now because you blew off four of its limbs.
We blew off four of its limbs. Let's not.
I didn't mean to look directly at you as I said that. You also robbed a child today.
Well, just followed
him. Punched
orders.
Him and then took his stuff.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Maybe I want to die now. Look, can I jump on the back side of the boat?
Yep.
And grab on and then kick with my little legs in the direction.
You absolutely can do that. Give me an athletics roll, please.
Nine.
Is that the sound you're making?
Yeah.
You jump out the back. You start kicking frantically, and you're making very, very slow progress.
But I'm getting very tired.
You are getting extremely tired.
I stand on the front of the boat and point like, yeah!
How good would a big leg be right now?
Fuck you, Teddy.
Teddy jumps in the ocean. Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, we've jumped into one more of a giant, monstrosity before.
Why not
a second?
That's definitely where I'm trying to drive
towards.
You see, sitting in the back of the boat, Joe, you look up and just sort of materializing out of thin air, you see Melville's there. If you die in the game, you die in real life. I wish I could die.
Sorry, Melville, is this not real life?
No.
Oh.
You're not a sailor.
What?
I know.
I look down at my boat.
It's hard to keep track, isn't it? Yes.
You're not a chef either.
But Whoa!
You didn't even win the game show. Nothing ever happens. Nothing real.
Can I just push him under the water?
It won't kill me!
I've got so many memories of things that didn't happen. I'm just thinking of them now.
So which ones did happen and which ones didn't happen?
I'm not sure, because they all sort of sound ridiculous. You know, chef, stand-up, arena fighter, like, who knows? Mm. Which one of those is more sensible than the last?
Barbarian.
And I mean, right now, outboard motor.
I mean, all we can hope, I guess, is
janitor.
If we
please
come
tell
out
me
we
were janitors
side,
at some point.
I don't even know either. Janitors?
I remember being janitors in name only.
Yeah.
Bakers.
I remember doing a lot of cleaning.
Florists, even?
Yeah, please tell me they were all real.
All we can hope, I guess, is that when we get on to the other side, maybe we'll be where we once were.
Hey, Kraken, does this feel like real life to you? That seemed pretty sincere.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And if it's all a dream, that's the worst plays in like that.
Yes.
Mm, cheap.
So,
fuck you!
We can assume if it's not a bad play, it
who
must
said
be
that?
Real
is that
life.
The Kraken?
Just like a bubble popping up. Like, fuck you. Because that's how words work.
The noise is trapped in space.
Look, I still vote. Let's dive straight into the mouth of this monster.
That's the
I, look,
only door,
I gestured
I
to like the open ocean. I'm like, well, where else are we going to? Yes. You know, it's a slow death versus a fast death. Mm-hmm. So I guess this is it. I hold hands with the yeah. other roller boys as we
while you're know. In the ocean peddling casually watching you.
The Kraken's huge frame creates a sort of whirlpool situation. As you sit in this little dinghy, you slowly get drawn into its orbit.
Oh, thank God, I jump in the boat.
You jump into the boat. It starts spinning around, and you notice you're getting very, very close to the teeth. This thing seems to be dying. It's its death throes. You've killed it, and it's sort of like hanging in this weird, awkward limbo state. As you spin around...
The door still works when it's dead.
The boat starts to get shredded by the teeth as you spin around in the water that's being sucked into the Kraken
Teddy,
itself.
Teddy, hold me. I'm still on 1 HP. I try and hold Gage above my head as we sink.
Yeah.
Do I have any bandages for Gage? He is just on 1 HP. That's maybe it, can I like emotionally support him?
Yeah, he took a lot of embarrassment damage.
Oh yeah, of course he did. I just G him up. Gage, you've been so helpful this past couple of months. I'm just so happy that you're here with us.
Remember when you got on that platform and we won?
That was incredible.
Well, I mean, couldn't have done without you guys.
So. And how fun was all that floating around that we did earlier? That was only because, you know, you were with us, had the watch.
Oh, yep. You guys.
Remember the giant vomit that was floating in space?
Oh, that was cool.
Wow. Yes, it really takes you back, doesn't it? All those... Yeah. However long it's been.
And they're all real.
Like a few hours. That was like a few hours ago.
But the point is, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Look at us. We're all freaks. Teddy's wearing a shoe. Like, you know,
that's true.
How could you possibly be embarrassed?
Still bleeding out the ears, too.
So what's happened is you entered an emotional speech cutscene in the middle of a video game, and the world kept rotating around, but your character models were indestructible. So the boat gets shredded away, and you kind of get stuck in a standing position giving this speech as you rotate around. And the next thing you know, you're standing at the beak of the dying Kraken, and there's a mahogany door just next to you.
In for a penny, in for a pound. I open it up and jump in.
As you grab onto the door and go to walk through it, you have always been and never left the eternal white void with Melville and Garland.
Three, please.
Is this the door we go through?
Yeah. Three tickets, please.
Sorry. Oh, here we are.
I can never... Nothing I will ever do. I know you're in the white void and you can see the two cherubs of order and chaos are there. Garland's like, hey, welcome back. We're here. Yeah, it's you're here with Garland in the morning.
Where am I?
You.
Who's it? What? There was Bill. There was a Jeff. Where was... We were sailors.
They didn't even tip me.
Who's...
Who am I? Who are we?
Snap out of it, Joe, and I spinning bird kick him.
Whoa. It's that giant leg again.
Oh, I remember everything. I'm back to normal. Thanks, Teddy.
Hey, anytime. You guys won. That's amazing, you guys. You, you won guys your prizes. Taste? Thanks for calling.
We'll have 3 scorpion pillows, please.
Coming right up.
Oh, if I could just... okay.
The, you see...
Hamilton.
You see the virtual reality starts collapsing in on itself, and you can see Melville sort of like looking off long into the distance.
Melville, come with us.
Kill me. Oh. He grabs onto your arm as he disappears into pixels.
Melba!
And you are standing back in the dirt-crusted big top tent. You take off your VR headsets and you look around and you can see the carnival barkers out front. The mind flayer that's crushed, the whale has taken on the role of the prize shop attendee, has a little apron over it, and it's got its little flippers like flittering towards the prizes.
For him.
Yeah. I'm a whale. Hey. Oh, hey, guys. I'm a whale. I'm a shop attendant whale.
You don't have to tell us, sir.
Look at me. I made it, finally. Oh, I can't believe it. You guys won. Oh, that's amazing. You get to
I think we created you.
You get to pick a prize. Wait, what?
High five.
Yeah, flipper.
Dead.
All right, and that's going to be the end. Roller boys. They got crushed by a whale they created in limbo.
I mean, I'd believe it. Thanks, whale.
Yes.
Yeah, go step on up. Hey, you can take a prize.
Oh, well, I mean, if it isn't too crazy on me, how about that second prize there? If
with the scorpion plushie?
Oh no, we've already got one of those.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know the exact location of your mentor?
Yes. Indeed, all right, my master.
Here
Macaron.
You go. That's our last one. Actually, good timing. Oh. Hands you over a little piece of paper.
Well, thank you very much. Directions, you say? Well.
Hey, it should also program your little pocket watch there as a compass.
Oh,
that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What's it say? Where is it?
I will read it.
You open up the piece of paper.
Go ahead, Gage.
And it says, Vacheron, your mentor.
My mentor.
Is trapped. In the swirling. Primordial. Chaos.
Of the
slad.
Slad.
Spawning stone.
Spawning circle.
Itself. Spawning stone.
Gage? What's
spawning
going on?
Circle. Sorry.
As you...
Something's in my throat. Cough a shoe out.
As you read those words, they flitter off the paper and turn into butterflies and then fly into your pocket watch. Oh. And you can see the minute and hour hand of your pocket watch go magnetic and point in a direction which is directly down.
Oh, I'll shift it down.
It is forcing itself, like bending against its will downwards. And then as you do, it naturalizes to the direction.
Well, it appears that Vacheron is beneath us. Somehow.
You're telling me.
As your pocket watch points directly down, you look at the floor and the camera falls into the dirt that makes the big top. As it pulls back out, we're on a beautiful sandy beach on the banks of the Moonshae Isle. We can see Brian Starr is surrounded by hundreds of black cloaked followers. They're all gathered around a scrying pool that's been made out of old discarded TV show action figures, themed coffee mugs, and live, laugh, love photo frames, all broken up in this circle. They seem to be very intently watching a scrying spell. Oh, gee, guy, oh, gee, feller, it looks like the gods are dying, killed by their own humorous. The time of mortals has begun, fella. Oh, geez, oh, we shall overthrow the tyrannical regimes in play. Geez, we'll put ourselves to the top. No gods or kings, fella, only us, guy. Oh, geez, we must away to prepare for the final showdown, guys, between new and old. Come on. All of the black-robed figures turn and walk directly into the ocean, walking along the floor of the world. And we cut to black. We'll be right back. as you're concentrating, give me a wisdom save.
13.
It works.
Do you have a character sheet?
Sorry.
Do
I have a character sheet? I don't think I have a character sheet.
Try thinking about it real hard.
Can you will it into limbo? Yeah. Just think about it.
Think about your character sheet materializing.
Yeah, think about your character sheet materializing. I've got a vague idea of what your wisdom is, but if you've got an actual number.
We might get lucky.
Probably not. Straining. The veins. Add the modifier.
Add the modifier.